It's the 23rd of November. We've been in Antarctica less than 24 hours, but Martin, Woody, and myself are already getting ourselves adapted and adjusted to life on the ice. Yesterday, after we had been at Patriot Hill Space for a short time, Guy, the camp manager, gave a briefing to everyone who had been on that Aleutian flight and announced that Bernie Vincers would be on the first Twin Otter departing for Vincent Base. And in fact, just a short time after I gave you the last dispatch, Woody, Martin, and myself loaded onto a Twin Otter with those great pilots from Alberta. And we landed last night on the Branscombe Glacier at 7,800 feet. I'm standing there now with a brilliant blue Antarctic sky, and I'm looking up at the summit of Mount Vinson, more than 8,000 feet above me. Woody just got the NSR stoves going, and Martin, who's quite the construction fiend, has been cutting blocks and digging and helping make a great home for us here on the Branscombe Glacier. We need to get acclimatized and organized before we climb high on the mountain. Yesterday on that Aleutian flight, I used the Panasonic Toughbook to type a dispatch report I'm trying to send by email about some of the significance for Martin and Woody and I, especially for Woody and I, about this climb that we're doing in this particular season on Mount Vinson. The email, the possibility of sending out photographs, we're still working on down here. It's a cold environment. Batteries and everything have to function well in this extremely cold environment. We'll get it together, but in the meantime, know that our little team is doing well on the Branscombe Glacier, and we're going to keep checking, if nothing else, with voice dispatches daily from Antarctica.